USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is delivering remarks at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars in Washington, D.C. Now, one of the main topics of discussion was the United States' relationship with China. Vice President Pence remains optimistic that a trade deal can be reached between the United States and China.
President Trump believes that China wants to make a deal. He remains optimistic that not only can we complete phase one, but that we can move on to the structural issues that I described a year ago. They are the challenging issues of the reality of intellectual property theft.
Congressional leaders are saying goodbye to the late Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings. Cummings' body is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol. Cummings chaired the powerful House Oversight Committee and died last week at the age of 68. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The weekly first-time jobless claims numbers came in a little lower. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes is in Washington.
The Labor Department saying around 212,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, 6,000 fewer than the week before. The biggest jump in claims in California, New York, and Oklahoma. The sharpest declines were seen in Illinois, North Carolina, and Arkansas. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of Californians are experiencing yet another power shutoff as PG&E cuts electricity to avoid sparking another wildfire. Resident Melissa Herland speaking about how she would rather be safe than sorry.
I know some people have been upset, but for me, I just remember how scary it was when the fires did happen, and I kind of see it as, you know, I would rather take the precaution.
Herland was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Thursday marks exactly 1 month since House Democrats launched their impeachment inquiry against President Trump. The president has dismissed the inquiry as another Democratic witch hunt. Brian Dean Wright is a former CIA officer and registered Democrat. He tells Fox News some of the thinking and thought process that goes on in the intelligence community.
So this kind of thinking is pervasive in D.C. It's basically, look, I understand that the American people think that they control this country, but in fact, we do. You know, Nancy Pelosi has said a couple weeks ago that all roads from Trump's world lead to Russia. I mean, this is this hysterical thinking combined with this bureaucratic swamp-like thinking that they know best. And really, look at the implication of that. Think about the implication for a second. It's that the American Republic isn't real. It's that our democracy is a facade, that your vote, that mine, that everybody who's watching this program, that their vote doesn't matter. That is the implication, and that's horrifying.
Tim Ryan is dropping out of the Democratic presidential race.
We've given voice to the forgotten communities and the forgotten people in the United States. And while it didn't work out quite the way we planned, this voice will not be stifled.
The Ohio congressman made the announcement in a video to supporters. The moderate lawmaker has struggled to get traction in the crowded presidential field. For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio or check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.